German sandal maker Birkenstock recently had its initial public offering, IPO, on Wall Street. This means that the company sold shares to the public for the first time. The shares were priced at $46 each, which valued the company at around $8.6 billion. However, when the shares started trading, their price went down, which made people unsure about the company's future growth. Despite this, Birkenstock has come a long way since it started as a small shoemaker in the 18th century. It became popular among fashion-conscious people, especially after supermodel Kate Moss endorsed the brand in the 1990s. In recent years, Birkenstock has gained a lot of fans because of its comfortable shoes, collaborations with fashion designers, and celebrities wearing their products. Birkenstock became even more popular when its shoes appeared in a Barbie movie. This led to a big increase in demand for their products. Last year, the company sold 30 million pairs of shoes, even though some people still think they don't look very nice. Now that the company is going public, investors are wondering if Birkenstock can keep growing and if being a public company will help or hurt the brand. The IPO allowed a private equity firm called L. Catterton to make almost $1.5 billion. However, Birkenstock still owns 80% of the company, which shows that they believe in its future success. Some customers are worried that going public might make the quality of Birkenstock shoes worse and make the brand less special. But experts say that Birkenstock has done a good job of making people want their shoes by collaborating with fashion designers and making them in different colors and materials. Going public doesn't guarantee success, but Birkenstock has already made some big changes, like getting new leaders and getting support from L. Catterton. So, listing the company on the stock market seems like a natural next step. Birkenstock is following in the footsteps of other shoe and fashion companies that have gone public. Some of them have done well, while others haven't. For example, Crocs has grown a lot since it went public in 2006. Even though investors are being careful, many people think that Birkenstock will stay popular as long as their shoes stay comfortable. The success of the IPO and the company's future growth will depend on how Birkenstock handles the challenges of being a public company.